from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quiz show coming up, top of the hour, and then a very interesting guest, Paul, Ian O'Connor, who just wrote a book about Aaron Rodgers, who never fails to fascinate. He'll join us at 1:40. First, the stat I told you about, I was watching ESPN on the way out the door this morning. The two losingest quarterbacks in the NFL over the past two seasons. Would you care to hazard a guess as to who they are, either one of you?
Kyler Murray, one of them?
Nope. Paul?
Mac Jones?
Nope.
Mac Jones?
Nope. One guy has 20 losses. The other guy has 19.
Russell Wilson.
He's the guy with 19.
Justin Fields.
He's the guy with 20. The two losingest quarterbacks over the last 2 years in the NFL. This is incredulent.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it might not mean anything now that they're here, but it's just, that's what I said on my
that's
way out the door.
That's incredible if you think about it.
I know. I said, wow. Now listen to this, Paulie Pavilion. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
Limits got in my ear a couple minutes ago and said they're talking about a 6-inning minimum for starting pitchers in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, how dumb is that, huh?
And he said it was on CBS Sports.
How dumb is that?
And I'm like, you're kidding. That's a fake story. Now I see on ESPN a giant blowout story. Could 6-inning minimum starting pitcher rule come to Major League Baseball? They want starting pitchers to spend more time on the mound, it says, pitching deeper into games and less time in the operating room. They feel like this will force them to become actual pitchers more and just, you know, pumping the gas less and ruining their arms. But they also want more hitting. Now, there's a couple of caveats here. Like, this is serious. Someone from MLB, an MLB official, told ESPN, "We are interested in increasing the amount of action in the game, restoring the prominence of the starting pitcher, and reducing the prevalence of pitching injuries. This might be their big idea," with a couple of caveats. You obviously just can't leave a guy out there if he's throwing 150 pitches. So 100 pitches, you can still come out after 100 pitches. You give up 4 or more earned runs, or obviously you get injured. Paul, with the caveats, I'm not sure I hate this. I'm not sure I hate it.
Well, again, it's unenforceable. That's the problem.
You mean because they can fake an injury?
They can. How can you tell? I mean, that I think the other thing is, how can you tell the Pirates, well, you got to keep Paul Skeens in two more innings?
What if here it is, he gets injured with a required injured list stint to avoid manipulation.
Ooh.
They thought what you thought of, Paul, and they're a step ahead of you.
So if a guy gets fatigued or armor, a little bit, his arm is sore, you'd rather him pitch through that?
No. But if you take him out, he's got to go on the IL.
Yeah, it's stupid.
So no Jared Jones, five innings, 59 pitches type of games.
This is stupid. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I like it.
This is dumber than anything I think I've ever heard from baseball.
I like it. And baseball, by the way, for as much as I don't really like Rob Manfred as a personality, his public personality, he has revolutionized the game of baseball. People are home by 9 o'clock from Pirate games. I tune into a baseball game. It's over. You know, 10 seconds after, it's very watchable, very much more watchable. He has revolutionized the game with the pitch clock. There's no doubt. So I'm willing to listen to anything he wants to do. I don't love the Ghost Runner, but I don't hate it either. That speeds up the game. It adds a little strategy. The three batter minimum with relievers, people thought that was stupid. I don't mind this at all. You're going to be a starting pitcher. You're going to go. And you're going to go. Unless you get to 100 pitchers or give up 4 earned runs and you want to fake an injury, you got to go on the IL. Paul, I want to change your mind on this.
No, I don't like it. I don't like any of these rules that are just let coaches coach and managers manage and move on.
Well,
I would love to see pitchers go 6-7 innings again. But again, so what are the caveats? Is there a caveat there? What if the guy blows up like the Buffalo Bills in a Super Bowl?
Four or more earned runs, you can take him out.
Well, I mean, what are we talking about here?
Four or more earned runs.
Right, but what are we talking about here?
Four or more earned runs.
I would love to know.
It's putting
Paul's
a lot more
Paul's
rules.
Getting mad.
Just putting a lot more rules in the game. You know, like, and a
the
lot more caveats.
The game is getting ruined by nobody hitting anymore. It's like the lowest batting average in the history of baseball. This is what they did with the shifts, too. Did you guys like that rule? I like that rule. They tried, at least.
Yeah, the shifts, I think.
Do you hate this too?
I don't hate it. I don't necessarily like it that much. I wouldn't be completely opposed to it because the Jared Jones thing that we saw earlier this year. I mean, I would be okay. I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring the starting pitcher back into baseball, and they're trying to eliminate openers and bullpen games and all that, which I get it and I like.
Here. I think limits the actual overriding rationale is that these guys are going to be forced to actually pitch and not just gun, you know, try to go for 100 miles an hour as close as they can get on every single pitch. That you're going to force them to pitch and therefore maybe preserve them in the end.
That's a possibility. And it says in part of this story that they feel like that this, according to the MLB official, would help prevent it, well, not prevent injuries, but reduce the prevalence of pitching injuries. It says in the stories, the prevalence of injuries. Yeah. Thank you. So if they can prove that that's the case, okay, I'll stand by it and go with it because I do think that the starting pitcher is very important and has been decreased in importance over the last couple of years. If they can actually bring it back and I think the Ghost Runner rule is stupid, but all the other Manfred things seem to be working out pretty well, as much as I don't like the guy, then I would be okay with giving this a try for one season, not as like we're implementing it right now and it has to be the case.
Paul, would you try it for one season?
I would try it in Triple A for one season. How about that?
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.